Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Messenger.
I'm Canton
Jones. It's in the booth. Everything came together in the booth.
They let me come in.
Ramona Jones.
Podcast with the interviews. Yeah. Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than the limousine. Never got something for the king, something for the queen. Then we got a winning team, about to do the theme. Yeah. Hey. Then we hit them with a bada boom, right. Bada beam. Hey.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth.
Hey.
And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see
right,
the fruit.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah,
gotta pull it for the rules.
That's disgusting. Thank you guys for joining us in the booth today. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
Oof.
And if you would like to sponsor, advertise the show, make sure
boom,
you get us
boom,
up.
Boom, 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 boom,
in the booth pod.
Bungum.
At gmail.com.
Bungum. Gung, gung, gung,
gung. Oh, yeah. I like that.
Gung, 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 gung.
Come on.
Music is still.
Gung, 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 gung.
Plagiarism.
Gung, gung.
Music.
Boom, boom. 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 Y'all don't know what that is?
Yeah.
I know you see me on the video. Yeah.
True. Like, even though that was a remake, you know.
Yeah, that was a
sample.
Remake. It was. Yeah. Sample chick.
Wait, where they get it from? Man, I would love to have a show that we find the originals to rap samples.
Oh, but it's so many.
It's a lot.
It's so many,
yeah, you
bro.
Should know.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It's so many. It's ones that I'm still finding out today. Like, what? That was a sample?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Me too.
Well, I knew that when I saw that. I heard the original song the other day. This is it. What?
Bah, bah, bah. Oh yeah, that's a sample. Bah, bah, bah. Yeah.
But the original song came on the other day. I was like,
what is that?
This is it. What?
Oh yeah.
But it's the exact same. Like they didn't alter it. It's the same.
But back then, yeah,
that's what they did.
They ain't chop it up or nothing. That's the beat.
But Minion can take a sample and you not recognize where it came from.
Yeah,
that joke is a chop.
That's how you want to do it. Don't let nobody know you took this stuff. Yeah.
All right, what are we talking about today?
Talking about spiritual principles.
Okay.
Yep. We got a little video.
This is
of a woman says that you can be spiritually dead while using spiritual principles and fare better than believers.
Hmm.
Discipline, protecting their name, establishing a credit score 750 to 850 and wonder why they do so well financially. And I want to submit to us, it is not that God is blessing them. It's just that they honor and respect the principles. They may be spiritually dead, but they fare better than we do. They're not going into a community and naming and claiming a house. They buy it.
Mm.
They don't go to a dealership and pour oil on an automobile build and run around it and quote Joshua, we're marching around the walls of Jericho. This ain't Jericho. They buy automobiles. Are we understanding? Some of them just buy them cash while we are naming it and claiming it. And the church has done us an injustice because we don't know the principle, but we walk through certain areas of fanaticism that cause us to be very unattractive as the followers of Christ.
Mm.
And you can't win a lost world when a lot of sinners have a whole lot of money with all of this name it and claim it. I'm not saying that we don't trust God, but I'm saying that there are working principles that work for sinners or saints. If you work the principle, it will work for you.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Super real.
Yes. Very.
Super
real. I do too.
I just remember that name it and claim it thing hit hard a couple of decades ago, and everybody was, it was, just speak.
Yeah.
And it was, people got away from hard work, you know. They got away from, you know, principles. They got away from discipline. They got away from a lot of things. And it was just like, you know,
claiming, miracle. Like, okay, when you gonna get up and, you know, be disciplined or be a good steward over the things that, you know, God giving you or whatnot. So I think this is, I mean, she hit the nail, you know, because some people just lazy.
Yeah. No, yeah. A lot of people.
And they're using it as magic. They're using it as a magic lazy thing. Like, yeah, naming and claiming it's like magic words.
It's a wand
like
a genie to fix something. Right. And that's no.
Lazy, but blame the devil. Yeah. Yeah. It's some devil blaming folk that just won't make the moves that they need to make. Oh. And in this season, I believe that, you know, as bold as you want to be, like, you can make history on another level financially. It seemed like, you know, most of our message was about just the life status of most people who are Christian, especially in the African-American arena, seem to be a little lower than those people who are in the mainstream, you know, or people who seem like they're not believers, you know. And I want to do something about that, at least with the people that we have influence over. And that's why our declaration is that we have 100% entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. because when you're an entrepreneur, you can control how high you want to go, you know, how much you want to make based off of just your belief system and the moves that you're going to make. Because we have gotten into a place where we we kind of set off in fear. You won't make the moves. You think God's going to do it.
Yep.
And
that's so that you can blame God if it doesn't work out.
Say that, you know, it's God's timing. You know,
yeah. I think people need to understand that God doesn't do the work for you.
Yep.
He assists you as you go.
Yep.
But you have to go.
You have to be moving.
It's not that Moses couldn't tell God, you go do it. He said, no, you go tell Pharaoh.
Right.
I said, let my people go. So the assignment was on him to do the work, and God assisted him with plagues and
just proof.
Yeah, proof that he needed to get that done.
Right.
So we have to understand that it's not a thing where we can't present a gospel that makes people lazy, but a gospel that makes people disciplined. That's what Jesus talked about, the talents. He was talking about, you know, work. He was talking about discipline. He's talking about business. And one person was lazy and just buried something in the ground. I think we have to give a message that brings that to manifest in people's lives. If not, then you're going to see a lazy church. You're going to see a church.
Think about this, too. I want to actually bring up a question, and we can kind of, the people who don't have a relationship with God, who depend solely on their talents and gifts, who make all the moves for themselves, strategize for themselves without any spiritual insight. She, based off of what she's saying, they're having more success.
Mm-hmm.
Than the believer that can do those things as well with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. But you're kind of not doing what you need to do in the natural, and you're just kind of naming and claiming it, which, you know, kind of pray, we'll see what God say, you know, that type of language of really, I'm not going to really be aggressive about this, and we're just going to see what happens. And, of course, you always have somebody to blame because you didn't make the moves.
Right.
What do you think and what do you say to the kid that's trying to follow Jesus Christ but want to be really successful and don't see anybody that's living to the success level that he wants to live in? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when it comes to business, we are most of the time shocked that people are believers when they're making that type of money. Yeah. When you know, Dan Cathy, them, you know, you got Chick-fil-A, but we don't know a lot of billionaire believers. I believe we will, but we don't know a lot right now. We shocked. I mean, man, and he's saved. Like, man, that joke worth, he got $2 million and he's saved. You know, we'd be shocked that a believer is making that type of money.
Or they believe that he stole it from the church.
Mm-hmm. or Daddy Stoll. You know, and I'm not even talking about a
Church
pastor. I'm just
talking about
somebody
outside,
that's
like
that's,
actors.
That's
and,
a,
oh yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. You know, Denzel, who has a relationship with God, very successful actor, but you know, but people be
but
shocked.
But knows how to move in Hollywood.
Say it again.
Knows how to move
right,
in Hollywood.
Right. Yeah. And so, when a person is trying to navigate themselves to success, because I want kids to dream and want to be successful. I want you to want to have a lot of money. I want you to want to be successful. And I want you to know the principles of how to move, but take God with you and have the integrity and don't get caught up in the wiles of it. Because people try to associate the success with all the bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Or I was in a barbershop the other day. And they were like, man, if you had $1 million, no, I'm good. It's older guy. I'm good where I am, you know. Because when you get, what were we? When you get some money or, you know, it brings all types of issues.
Oh, we were at Morgan's.
Problem, huh?
Morgan's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Morgan's. Great food. But he was like, man, I'm good where I am. You know, give me a little this and a little that. But, you know, money, that type of money, you know, you got these type of temptations. And I'm like, well, you don't have
that's
to have
mindset.
Those.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You
can
have,
he's
you have the,
you
yeah, somebody like that
people
just
got the biggest temptations that
right.
I won't come rob you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So
why
think like that? And it's amazing that people don't want anything above
board.
Yeah.
Anything
because
above
they
board.
Fear the success.
Yeah.
And what might
I
happen
don't.
To them.
Yeah,
he was like, man, does money change you?
And he was also talking about the people that win the lottery.
Win the lottery.
And they were like, they always lose it all in the first year or whatever. And, you know, their lives have changed and they don't know how to handle it. Which, you know, that's true. If you get that type of money and you have a certain mindset, you don't know how to handle it. Then, but to just say, I'm looking at this lottery, this person that won the lottery, so I don't want it because I don't want that to happen to me. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
just automatically.
Give me $100 million. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna change.
I know that.
I'm gonna change too.
I'm gonna serve Jesus Christ, but I'm gonna change my house.
Yep.
I'm gonna change my car.
Yep.
I'm gonna change my clothes.
Yep.
I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? Yep. I ain't gonna change my friend.
I'll change the size of my seed too.
Yeah.
Everything gonna change.
Everything.
Yeah, everything gonna change. And so the whole afraid.
I think we slap scripture too much on lazy activity. We slap a scripture on top of this. We slap a scripture on moving chaotically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just chaos. Okay, where's the order? Where's the structure? Where's the plan? Where's the, you know, I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. And it's like, okay, but that don't apply. And this, you ain't got nothing here. There's nothing to work with. It's
or you're not doing nothing.
Where are you
bringing you're saying those words
you
and you're just sitting down.
To the table for God to breathe on. You got to put something on the table. You just, you know, you're moving chaotically. You're moving, there's no order. And I just think the gospel has to be presented in a way that will bring back results.
Yeah.
Because that's what everything Jesus did, there was a result at the end of everything he did.
And you're not using a word as hocus pocus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if I say this, then it's going to happen.
Yeah. The demonstration of the kingdom enhanced the human condition, no matter what it was. Whether it was healing, whether it was hunger, whether it was demonic possession, the demonstration of the kingdom brought that condition or that state up every single time. So, I think we have to present the word in that way so that the believer will understand how to move like that. And it starts with, you know, discipline, things she said, you know, principles, certain things that are in the Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't have to get away from the Bible to get a pattern and a gospel to succeed. You don't have to. It's all scriptural. It's all in the Bible. But I just think, like I said, it's just certain scriptures that we vaguely just throw on top of stuff. And it just makes lazy believers. It makes, people that just sit and, you know, do nothing and be like, you know,
well,
God's
timing.
Do it, you know, God gonna do it. Mm-hmm. I believe God, and you ask him, well, what you believe in God for? Well, you know, I want to do, you know, this. You know, I got a vision for that. Okay, so what do you have? Well, I'm believing God for this. Okay, so what are you doing? Well, I'm believing, you know, God gonna move in this area. Okay, so you haven't done anything.
That means you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, you ain't doing nothing. And so God doesn't do nothing.
Right.
You got to do something before he does something. It's not his assignment, it's your assignment.
Right.
So why are you expecting him to do the assignment that he wouldn't have came to you if he could, if he was gonna do it? It's like, okay, I want you to do this.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm waiting on you. Well, I'm waiting on you. Right. That's why I told you to do it. Like, if I was going to do it, then I wouldn't have come to you.
Right.
But I'm going to assist you as you go. And people don't understand that a lot of times everything that is needed for the assignment comes into alignment as you go. There's a path for you. He that loses life for my sake shall find it, meaning everything that pertains to life and godliness and understanding and wisdom and resources, all of these things are added with alignment. It's not a thing where, that's what I said, we have to get out of this chaotic gospel and get people into an alignment and order when it comes to their business and when it comes to their profession and their career.
Yeah, and that's why I'm trying to get Free Life connected with the Rice Center. The Rice Center is downtown. It's for entrepreneurship.
You said the Rice Center.
Right, Rice. Yeah. RICE is an acronym for Russell.
Innovative.
Entrepreneurship. You know what?
Center of Entrepreneurship.
Yeah, Russell Innovative Center for Entrepreneurship.
Yes.
Yep, that's what it is. And so, trying to get those people who have a passion for entrepreneurship or really have interest. I went to one of those meetings to just learn more about what the Rice Center does. And man, that place was full of potential entrepreneurs. There's some people were in there that had started a business. Some people were getting into the process of it. But they have all the tools from helping you trademark, lawyers, marketing people, everything that you need to help build a business. In Atlanta, like this, like one of its kind in Atlanta, for entrepreneurs. And we are going to partner with them to help people do the practical things. We believe and we receive and we do what God tells us to do as far as sowing or what have you. But what we've neglected to do was ask.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know that you can ask God for this. I'm starting to realize that every multi-million-dollar business that's being publicly traded on the stock market started by asking investors to invest in their business, and they start their business with capital.
Yeah.
With some of them by asking, not by working.
Or saving.
By asking, become instant millionaires. Now, they got to pay that money back, but they're working with no stress. They got employees. They got building. They got product. They got
that crazy interest.
All type of stuff because they ask, you know. And so I believe that God has taken us into a season where, because we've done work. People work hard, man. You know, it's like, man, what am I missing here? You know, we've done the work. We've sown the seed.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all of that. Like, what am I missing for? And, you know, we've done well, but what am I missing that they understand that I don't? And I really believe it's just asking. It's asking. It's people write the vision, make it plain, which is a business plan. That mm-hmm. men will see the vision and run with it. That's employees that'll help you further the vision, but that's also people that are investing your vision.
Yep.
And so I've done everything. I've produced, hung lights, traveled, done everything. But man, it's just this thing that I've always had in me that, like I said, is one of Tupac's lyrics, you know, that I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living every day, pistols in the air. Like, it's like everybody from the movement of hip hop or whatever just wanted to be self made, so that you just have a pride or just a satisfaction that you built something, when other cultures take help.
Yeah, I think it's a mindset thing too, because the way we go to church and everything and how they preach is completely different from going to another culture's church.
Yep.
And like going to church with black people is like everything sounds like struggle and we getting out of something all the time. Whereas you go somewhere else, they ain't never seen struggle before. Right. What is struggle?
Right.
Why are y'all struggling? And it's like with our community, we always trying to fit in with everybody else and keep up with the Joneses and do what everybody else is doing, as opposed to putting
We are the Joneses.
Right.
Come on.
We are the ones, we are the trend that y'all are trying to follow or whatever, when you just need to get out there and put your feet to the plow and do whatever it is that you have to do. It's like it's built in them to go ahead and do it.
Yep.
And the funds are already made available to them. They're made available to us also. If you, like you said, you just got to go ask for it.
I think the reason why we don't ask is because we're not in position to ask.
Or it was
like,
not
if
that
you
we're
gave
not
me
in
the
position,
resources, I don't have a plan to do with these resources. I don't have allocation
for
everything.
You don't know what to do with a million. Right. That's why
versus,
you smoke it all up.
Yeah, versus... Yeah. The other culture, they got the plan. They got it allocated. Okay, this going to go to that. This going to go to that. And I need this for that. Boom. And this is how it's going to go forward. Like, they have a full rundown, a full plan. It's not like I just got this idea.
And that's why
some people are too scared to just ask, period.
Because they think it's so simple. It's like,
that's too simple.
It's too easy.
No,
yeah.
And that's why I'm taking the lead. I guess God has had us pioneering certain things because... One, I'm not afraid. I just don't care, you know, about pushback or whatever. But I feel like I want to help pioneer a millionaire movement, you know, of people becoming millionaires because of their association with Free Life. And so, and it's simply because of the wisdom, the boldness, the resources, the education. We help people get a business plan, but what I'm learning about these multi-million dollar, billion dollar companies is they start simply by somebody believing in your vision. It's millionaires around the world, that you know, everywhere, that has to do something with extra cash unless it's going to get taxed. Mm-hmm. So they have to give it away.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, how in the world do we miss that every year? It's like you haven't asked.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. So every county has a budget for grants and everything.
For certain things.
And we just like you said, not in the position until today. Like, we're moving in position.
And some just don't know.
Yeah. We are moving in position to ask and to get in position for people to give us easy yeses. Because, like, if they knew what we were trying to do, with getting guns off the street, with helping the lives of teenagers, with helping the lives of the culture, just building families and all that type of stuff. If people understood our vision, then they would give to it. But I have been in a position of, man, I felt like I just got to build it by myself. It's just got to have a groundswell of a revival and a movement. And I need to be like, man, I don't know what happened. It's just God. When God is like, you ain't
you
on
create
me.
The revival.
You.
Yeah,
I'm
you do
me.
It.
And so, you know,
don't wait on me. You do it.
It's about to go up, not down. All right.
Yep.
Hey, great show. I love
that.
That
was good.
Man. Really good, man. Yeah. Free life.
You gotta find the name of that lady too. I want to.
Yeah.
See what else she's talking about.
I want the glasses.
Free the ones you look over.
Reading glasses. You get them at CVS.
Yeah,
hey.
Right. Stop being lazy, people.
Everything can't
be like a chain. Stop being lazy.
I'ma look at you just like that. I'ma look at you just like that.
I want to see Motor Shop.
It's not gonna happen.